True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa! Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Jason from Kent is. Jason, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning, Jason. Steve, you've got to exit the studio.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, indeed. Goodbye, for now. Indeed. For those playing at home, Jason has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Go ahead and pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
What type of animal is Miko in the movie Pocahontas?
Whale?
No.
Crow?
No.
Coyote.
No. Which NBA team has won the most championships?
The Celtics.
Yes. What color are the leaves of the curry tree?
Red?
No.
Yellow?
No.
Orange?
No. What U.S. state is known as Big Sky Country?
Montana?
Correct. What is the chemical name for a dentist's laughing gas?
Pass.
Bell, Spike, Olaf, Marbles, and... Yes. Bell, Mike, Olaf, Marbles, and Andy are the siblings of which Peanut character?
Charlie Brown.
No.
Pass.
How many times has Paul McCartney been married?
Two.
No.
Three. Four.
Yes, three. What does a spelunker explore?
Mines. Caves.
Yes, caves. Pringles were invented in which decade?
30s, 40s, 50s.
No, no, no. Who organized the Boston Tea Party?
John Adams?
No. You got 5 correct, Jason. We split it right down the middle, my friend.
Ah.
By the way, on the last one, you were really close.
Dang it.
But here he is. Don't say anything more. Steve is back. But are you ready, sir?
Showtime.
What type of animal is Miko in the movie Pocahontas?
Owl?
No.
Monkey?
No.
Horse?
No. Which NBA team has won the most championships?
Chicago Bulls?
No.
Boston Celtics?
Yes. What color are the leaves of the curry tree?
What?
What color are the leaves of the curry tree?
Green?
No.
Orange?
No.
Red?
No. What U.S. state is known as Big Sky Country?
Washington?
No.
Montana?
Yes. What is the chemical name for a dentist's laughing gas?
Oh, fun times. Nitrous oxide.
Yes. Belle, Spike, Olaf, Marbles, and Andy are the siblings of which Peanut character?
Snoopy?
Yes. How many times has Paul McCartney been married?
3 times.
Yes, he has.
No
what
way.
Does a spelunker explore?
Rocks.
No.
Caves.
Yes. Pringles were invented in which decade?
60s.
Yes. Oh. Who organized the Boston Tea Party?
Oh, the beer guy. Anheuser-Busch.
No.
I'm kidding. Sam Adams.
Yes. And with time to spare, Steve Migs, you got 9 correct. And that is a victory. 9-5.
Big win.
Sorry, Jason from Kent.
Good work.
Take care, friend.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
The only one that you did not get right, and our friend Jason did not get right either, the color of the leaves of the curry tree are white.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, white's technically not a color.
Oh, God. Here we go. The Beat Migs police.
I'm just kidding.
In the house. Hey, by the way, I still have yet to see you wearing your own t-shirt.
Oh, would that be weird?
No.
Is that like? Would that be very Trey Cool of me? Yeah. Where he constantly plays Green Day concerts wearing Green Day t-shirts?
I think it'd be awesome.
All right, maybe tomorrow I'll rock it.
It's the I Beat Migs t-shirt available in the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
If you have the Odyssey app, you can leave us a voice message at your leisure. And Steve, every day we get great messages on there.
Some involve holes.
Ooh.
Others involve snakes. Snakes and holes.
I'm into one of those. We're going to slide into our VMs after Beastie Boys.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
The cool thing about leaving us a voice message is that you can do it whenever something pops into your brain. You know, you could do it at 2 a.m. if you want.
And you could do it at a concert.
Absolutely.
You could do it at dinner.
We would love that.
You could do it on the toilet.
Slide into our VMs, and you can do it all through the Odyssey app. Easy to do. Steve, I'm really excited to see what's going on in there today.
From BMs to VMs. No, sorry. Okay, well, we do have actually some people that want to talk about toilet bowls and a certain hole-in-one that happened at the Miles Montgomery Classic. But before we get to that one, I forgot that this is happening later today, but thanks to this rockaholic and his voicemail, it's a nice reminder that later today, we're conquering one of your fears.
Oh, God.
Did you forget?
I did kind of forget. I think I blacked out for a second.
That the Woodland Park Zoo's coming by today at 9 o'clock with some snakes to help you conquer your fear of snakes.
I don't know that that can be accomplished.
Well, let's talk to let's hear from this voice message through the Odyssey app.
Hey, guys. It's Big Dave. You guys were talking earlier about things you're scared of, and Taryn, obviously, is scared of snakes, and Steve, you put it out there in the universe, and we're able to get some exposure therapy.
Exposure therapy. I didn't even realize that's a term.
It kind of is.
Yeah, but we're going to exposure therapize you to later today.
I'm not really excited about it.
I was kind of hoping you could do the same thing for me. I am terrified, absolutely petrified, of attractive middle-aged women who might be attracted to a 50-something single dad with a good sense of humor and a plus-size dad bod. So
I had a feeling we were going down some kind of a strange road. And Big Dave did not disappoint.
If you could set up some exposure therapy for me, I'd appreciate that. I would love to get to the point where I can even hold one someday. So. Let me know what you can figure out, all right? Have a good day. Love you guys. Love the show. Have a good day, guys. Bye.
Dave deserves this. He deserves the exposure therapy.
Do you think the fine folks at the Woodland Park Zoo might have one of those for Dave to hold as well?
A few middle-aged women.
Is that a thing?
I'm sure they could help us out. They got to read on some stuff.
Dave, we'll give the Woodland Park Zoo a call, and if so, we need you to come down today at 9 o'clock as we do exposure therapy for you and, what is it, middle-aged women.
Oh,
that he
yeah.
wants to hold, and snakes for you.
This is perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, so that guy who hit the toilet bowl hole-in-one, that's my boss.
Okay, so yeah, this has been the talk of our radio station for the last few days. The Miles Montgomery Classic happened, and somebody hit a hole-in-one while standing on a toilet bowl during the golf tournament.
Unbelievable.
It was amazing.
That's a guy named Jesse Vermillion. He's the owner of West Valley Electric out of Olympia. Way to go, boss.
You got a great boss.
Jesse Vermillion.
So if you didn't hear it, this is the moment where Jesse Vermillion hit the hole-in-one while standing on a toilet bowl.
There's no way you don't fall.
Go for it.
Oh!
Right down the fairway.
And then everybody goes crazy.
That was so insane. I just wish I had seen it in real life because I only saw it on the video that Mike Hawk took.
I know. We were somewhere else. We were probably at the Trapper Sushi spot or something along those lines, but we missed the hole-in-one.
But the video was up on the social medias,
yes.
And if you haven't seen it, it really is quite epic.
I have watched that video several times.
Me too. Yeah.
Here we have another voice message about that hole-in-one.
Yeah, so that guy who hit the toilet bowl hole-in-one,
Oh, wait, we already heard that guy.
I was like, wait a minute, hey,
that guy sounded familiar.
Hey, guys, just hearing about how you wanted to share that crazy golf shot on different social media pages for, like, ESPN stuff.
Yeah, I did see some people tagging ESPN on it, also Barstool Sports as well.
another really good one, the Weekend Golfer. It's a real popular golf page. Have a great day. Bye. Yo,
Danny loves the Weekend Golfer.
He does.
Ever since he hit a ball, he's been talking nonstop about the Weekend Golfer.
Dude, that was also a highlight, was Danny swinging a golf club for the first time and being insanely good at it.
I was also going to say that it's impressive to me, not only that he hit a hole-in-one, the guy, but the fact that you could, like, watch the ball. Because I hit mine. I don't know where my ball went.
No, it was close to the hole.
I don't know where it went around the hole. So that way, it's like...
We know.
The fact that they, like, saw it go in, like, I can't even... What?
And I truly believe that the people around him might have been even more excited than him.
Yeah.
Speaking of the golf tournament, one of the highlights also, we met a really cool rockaholic. His name is AJ, and at some point during the golf tournament, Danny and I were able to chat with him.
Danny, we are here hanging out with AJ at the Miles Montgomery Classic and having a great time. How are you doing, AJ?
I'm doing all right. Everybody is super friendly. The course is really nice. The weather is great.
Fantastic.
And, I mean, I couldn't have wished for anything better for a first annual golf tournament.
Plus, we got sushi rolls here.
What?
This is the best part. He had no idea that Trapper Sushi was set up at a hole.
You blew his mind.
Yes.
What?
Did you not have them?
I did not.
Yeah, you got to go to hole 15, Trapper Sushi, handing out hand rolls.
This is 14. We're going to be at 15 next.
Dude.
Okay, we're going.
Ask for a handy. It's not weird, I promise you. Dude. They got the tuna, they got salmon, they got the crab. It's amazing.
You guys are awesome.
They also got sake drinks, too.
Yes, too. Yeah, sake mimosas.
You guys,
that person said delicious.
Some guy in the background just yelling. It was so good.
It was.
You guys got it all going on. This is the best tournament I've been a part of.
Second one, you're going to come back?
Oh, for sure.
Let's go.
Oh, for sure.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are inching closer to Father's Day coming up this Sunday. And so all week long, we're celebrating with Dad's Rock. We're chatting with some of our favorite rock star dads leading up to this Sunday's big holiday, celebrating all the dads in our world. And the front man of Shinedown, Brent Smith, he is going to be chatting with us at 7:20.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Leading up to Father's Day this Sunday, we are connecting with some of our favorite rock star dads, and we're calling it Dad's Rock.
Every morning at this time, we're talking to some of our favorite rockers.
And right now, we've got Brent Smith from Shinedown on the phone.
What's happening, y'all?
Hey, Brent, how you doing?
I'm doing good. It's nice to hear from you all.
It's always so great to hear from you. And I know it's not today exactly, but we're just a few days away. We just want to wish you, first of all, a very happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. To all the dads out there, new and experienced, I guess I would say, in this day and age, it's an interesting dynamic being a dad in 2025.
Well, we did, yeah, all week we're doing Dad's Rock, where we're trying to talk to some of our favorite rock stars that have kids and, like, you know, just share some stories and talk a little bit about it as well. But, like, I feel like before I had my daughter, I felt like everybody wanted to give me some unsolicited advice. But in this situation, let's just say someone's listening right now. They're about to have a kid. They found out. They're freaking out. They're stressing out. But there's Brent Smith, their favorite artist from Shinedown, and he's ready to give them some advice. What kind of solicited advice would you give to somebody who's about to have a kid?
Remember that it is no longer about you, and you are responsible for this incredible being, this wonderful child, and they depend on you, and it is a big deal. And how some people might look at it and be of the mindset, hey, it's going to be fine. It'll all work itself out. Or it won't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They depend on you. Yep. They're there. You're there for them. You got to teach them everything. But why I said a minute ago, too, don't make it about you. My experience, I have a 17-year-old son now who's going to be 18, actually, in December. And I remember the moment he was born, you know, in, you know, the labor room, when he came out, I was like, give me my kid. And like the nurses and everybody was like, Mr. Smith, we have to like take him and do something. That's fine, whatever. But like, it's such a out of body experience when you see them for the very, very first time. It completely changed my entire life. My son really, in all honesty, he saved my life because he saved me from my vanity. But I remember when he was born, just, you know, whispering into his ear, like he hadn't even been in the world 20 seconds. And I said, I promise you, I will never make it about me, and I will never miss your birthday.
Oh,
you're there to guide them and to teach them. And by the way, that you'll always be there to guide them and teach them. And then if they grow up and they get older, and they become an adult and what have you, they're going to teach you things as well.
That's way better advice than I wish I had you around when I was in a hockey locker room and someone found out I was about to have a kid and this guy I didn't even know. He just goes, let me tell you something. First couple of years are going to completely suck, but it gets better after that. Now, he wasn't wrong, but I was just like, I don't know if that's the best advice to give somebody. I love what you had to say right there.
You know what's funny? I'll tell you a funny little thing here. So when my son... During the Sound of Madness album, when we were recording that record, we recorded that album with a incredible producer named Rob Cavallo. My son's mother was pregnant at the time. I remember this one day he came to me, Rob, we were in the studio working on a song, and he was like, hey, let me ask you a question. I said, yeah, sure, what's up? He goes, have you ever chased a chicken? And I was like, what? And he goes, have you ever chased a chicken? And I go, no. And he said, well, you're about to. And what he was saying was like, when they, once they're mobile, it's yes. on. Like, oh. He's basically saying, enjoy the first 9 months of like when they're born, because like at 10 months, 11 months, once they stand up and they're like mobile and they can walk and run, it's totally on. And by the way, he was not wrong.
Brent, I have chickens and I have a 5-year-old, and I can say that chasing both of them is the same. It is exactly the same.
Exactly the same. If you hear antidotes or anecdotes, however you want to say it, in life that make you, you know, it's the beauty of you know, kids make you, you know, they keep you young, man.
They do.
I've always said, though, that you don't know fear until you have a kid first learning how to walk down a flight of stairs, and it's like one of the most terrifying things as a parent.
Well, absolutely. And so, and I got friends of mine, like I just have my son, but I have, you know, many acquaintances and friends of mine and, you know, other family members and things of that nature. And they have multiple children, and they'll tell you, like, if they have more than one child, if they have two or three or whatever it is, they're like, the first one, you like baby proof everything.
Yep.
Like, kids are resilient. Mm-hmm. And when they have the second kid, they just like let it run in traffic.
Yeah. Like, they'll figure it out.
So Brent.
Yeah, they'll figure it out, man. It's cool, dude. Oh my God. They just dropped all their food on the floor. Now they're getting a test and immune system. They need to build it up. It's fine.
Yeah, just blow it up. Hey, Brent, would you mind? We're going to play a quick song, but we would love to chat more with you ahead of upcoming Father's Day this Sunday.
Totally.
The Daily Mix Show.
We've been chatting up Brent Smith of Shinedown ahead of Father's Day coming up this weekend. And tomorrow at this time, another dad who rocks will be joining us, Aaron Jones. We're going to have more with Brent Smith after Shinedown.
Dad Rock.
You are just joining us. We've been talking with Brent Smith from Shinedown, and we want to talk about the new record. We want to talk about the tour, but we also want to talk a little bit more fathers that rock. So, Brent, you're saying now your son is 17 years old, and I was just curious, what is like maybe the most memorable concert experience that you guys have had together in the last 17 years?
I'll be honest with you. We just headlined Welcome to Rockville in Daytona, and he came out to that show, and it was really the very first time that he kind of saw what the band does at a big scale. Because, again, going back to, when he was born, I just did not make it about me. So, like, his entire upbringing, I've kept myself on a very, very low profile. Like, when I'm with him, I'm kind of under the radar at all times. I never brought attention to myself. I kind of, you know, have to navigate it a certain way because I wanted him to have a childhood.
Yeah.
You know, and I wanted him to not necessarily, oh, your dad is the singer in this band or what have you. What's interesting about that now is that he's so much more interested in music. Like, once he turned 16, all of a sudden, like, he went out and got an acoustic guitar. He's been playing guitar now for a little over a year. And that's just very, like, new, by the way, because he's had a basketball in his hand since he was 6 years old and picked up a guitar, which, honestly, I was not expecting, to be totally candid with you. Now he, like, I just got him into AC/DC. He just saw the Deftones, and he just saw Creed, and his favorite band right now is Blink-182. But a concert that me and him went to together was actually, you know, was quite recent. He's never really watched one of our shows, you know, in the band, like, you know, from start to finish and what have you. He was never really at the earlier parts of his life. He wasn't really out on the road with me and things of that nature. So this is all kind of brand new.
So we're talking about Brent Smith from Shinedown, and we're talking about being a dad and all that awesome stuff about him discovering the music that you love as well. Do you remember the first song or band that your son was first? Like, for instance, my daughter, it's silly, but I'll forever give her a hard time. Her first favorite song was Whoomp, There It Is, the rap song. And I was, it was like the strangest thing, but we'd have to play it over and over. Is that or the tag team song, which I'm like, well, she doesn't need to know the lyrics, but okay, she can dance along to it. But do you remember what song was the first favorite for your kid?
Yeah, we all had to suffer through it for like 2.5 years, and it was Baby Shark.
Oh, no!
The worst!
We just had to smile and grin and bear it. Basically,
it's just so cool to hear some cool dad stories leading up to Father's Day. We've been talking with Brent Smith of Shinedown, and you guys have a new album on the way. We should be getting it this summer, and that totally coincides with when Shinedown's going to be playing Climate Pledge Arena on August 8th.
Yeah, I mean, this has been a very unique year already out of the gate. So, you know, we released 365 and Dance Kid Dance. We have two more songs that are going to be coming in July. The announcement for the record is going to be later in the year. The new album won't come out until next year, but there's a lot of news. Within the next, like, 3 months, there's going to be a lot of Shinedown news for what the future looks like, and we got a whole bunch of stuff really that we've been working on for the better part of 2 years, if I'm being honest with you. But this second leg of this tour, I've had these dates circled for over 8 months now. It's one of the probably the most ambitious stage show we've ever presented. So the fact that we're going to be in Seattle on August 8th, we're beyond pumped for this. We're really excited for what people are going to see with this show.
Well, it's always been a great time. Every time I've seen you guys, it's always such a fantastic show. So I can't wait for the show at Climate Pledge. Yeah.
And if people don't already have their tickets, they can go to shinedown.com to snag those for Climate Pledge Arena on August 8th. And if people want to follow you, Brent, on Instagram, your handle is @TheBrentSmith. Thank you so much for celebrating Father's Day with us.
Absolutely. One thing that I wanted to say, happy Father's Day to everybody out there, but also happy Mother's Day. Happy everyone day, if you know what I mean. But I appreciate this very, very much. The one thing I want to let everybody know about the show that when we launched the tour and the announce earlier in the year, we partnered with an incredible organization called Musicians on Call, and they're a wonderful organization that goes into hospitals all around North America and bring really the power of music and song to the patients that are in there during treatment from, you know, every age group all the way to pediatric. They're an incredible organization. And when you buy a ticket to the Dance Kid Dance Tour, $1 from every ticket that is purchased goes directly to Musicians on Call. And we've already raised almost $250,000 on the first leg.
That's awesome.
We're looking to raise as much as we can for them on this second leg. So when you buy a ticket to Dance Kid Dance Tour, you're also supporting a wonderful organization.
We love that.
Well, thank you so much, Brent. We really appreciate it. We're looking forward to seeing you August 8th over at Climate Pledge.
Thank you guys so much for all the support. The band absolutely loves you. Seattle will see you very, very soon. Much love and respect.
Yes,
much
we love
you
too.
Take,
Take care.
Later.
The Daily Mix Show.
You know, I wish we would have hung on to Brent for one more minute because I bet he could beat Migs.
No way.
Way. Rockaholics, if you think you could beat Migs, give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK. And by chance, were you listening to the cheat sheet yesterday?
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth. I bet you Brent Smith was listening to the cheat sheet yesterday on the men's room at 540 to get three of the correct answers to the game.
Swing.
What is happening?
I don't know. We just dipped back into the 80s.
206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 750.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.